TUC Radio, San Francisco. Time of Useful Consciousness. Patents, Biopiracy, and Genetic Engineering. Andrew Kimbrell and Andres Barreda. In a period of only 7 years, the United States set the most extraordinary legal precedent. First, the Supreme Court, in another famous 5-4 decision, allowed the first ever patent on life, an oil-eating microbe. By 1987, corporations were allowed to take out patents on engineered plants, human cells and organs, and embryos. The ethical and legal implications have yet to be examined. Nowhere else had life itself been given over to the ownership by a corporation. Meanwhile, the U.S., via the World Trade Organization, is trying to make U.S. patent law the law of the world. There are marches in India of up to 1 million peasants protesting the ownership of life. But here in the U.S., there is still silence. Andrew Kimbrell is a public interest attorney and author. He has taken legal action to slow down the corporate invasion of our bodies and nature. He's also known for his legal challenges to military technology and bioweapons. Here is Andy Kimbrell.
First of all, I think each of you should congratulate each other. It shows your concern, your intelligence, and your commitment that you're here on a Friday night actually listening to a lawyer talking about patenting. Did you ever think that would happen to you? I mean, is this what it's come to? But actually, what we're here to talk about is, to me, one of the most chilling and personally one of the most disturbing aspects of what we are seeing in the current biotechnology revolution, which is the mechanization and commodification of all of life. It is the extension of the market principle into our very genes, into our cells, into our organs, into the microbes, plants, and animals of the entire earth. It represents nothing less to me than the corporate enclosure of the entire living commons. It is the ultimate takeover. Just as our ancestors melded and soldered and the great ores of the earth to create the industrial machines and buildings that we all brought up in, we are now seeing the age of biotechnology, these fellows at the Biotechnology Industrial Organization snipping, recombining the genes, the very building blocks of life itself, to create the new products of what they hope to be the new biotechnology age. And just as in that first industrial pyrotechnology revolution, they knew where to find the ores, the oil, the minerals they needed, which is what we call the third world, here we are again in the second great age of imperialism, where this time the first world corporations are once again traveling the earth, scouring the earth to try and find valuable genes, valuable cells. And by the way, they don't care where they find it. We're talking about the cheek cells of indigenous people, their blood cells. We're talking about seeds. We're talking about plants, microbes, pathogens of all sort. And the question you have to ask yourself is, after they have done this, how do they establish ownership in the new age of imperialism? What is their tool, legal tool of ownership? And you know the answer. It's what we're here to talk about tonight. It's patenting. What they're able to do is to go into any one of these countries, find a valuable cell, find a valuable pharmaceutical, and what they're able to do is patent it, own it, for a period of 20 years, and often by slightly altering it, they can extend that almost ad infinitum. Now, how far are they willing to go? Vanda Nashiva has brought to the world the extraordinary example she'll talk about of the neem tree, this magical tree of India that is a natural biopesticide, anti-carcinogen, a dentifrice, and has enormous, extraordinary potential. There are now several dozen. How many altogether now, Vanda?
More than 85.
More than 85 patents on this single tree. 85 patents on this tree. We're able to go through the entire world, gather the valuable germplasm, the valuable genetic material from the entire world, and we can patent in the United States, so we get protection here, but that doesn't help us around the world. We have got to harmonize our patent laws, which allow us to patent life around the world. And as activists, it is very important for us to know that this is very recent. We can stop this. This is only 20 years old. In a 5-4 Supreme Court decision in 1980, boy, you hate those 5-4 Supreme Court decisions, don't you? I do. They allowed the patenting of a microbe, the famous Chakrabarty case. They allowed the patenting of an oil-eating microbe. Now, ironically, this microbe was never used because apparently not only ate oil, it ate a lot of other things for dessert. And so they were terrified to let this thing out. But they did establish the precedent that you could patent life. You could patent the microbe. That was extended in 1985 in a case called Expart Hibbard to say you could patent genetically engineered and other altered plants. Now, this is during this glorious Reagan administration, which was the great giveaway administration of all time. You have to put that in context. In 1987, in a case called In re Allen, they said not only can patent microbes, plants, but also animals, including human cells, organs, and embryos. There's a company over there called Grenada Biosciences, and they got together at the University of Texas, and they found a way that they were going to genetically engineer the mammary glands of animals so they could produce valuable pharmaceuticals in their breast milk. They filed several patents on this, but they also filed a patent with the European Patent Office for a woman, a human woman, who would be genetically engineered to produce valuable pharmaceuticals through her breast milk. So if you wonder how far this commodification, how far they can, and remember this, as a lawyer, this is of extreme philosophical importance as well as legal importance for me, and I think to all of us. Section 101 of our Patent Act says you can only patent a machine or manufacture. So now encoded into our law by this 5-4 Supreme Court decision is that all of life has now been reduced to the status of machine and manufacture. That is something we simply cannot tolerate, not in a humane or civilized society. So let's follow our path here. They'd achieved this during the Reagan era, yet another crime on his list for me. They'd achieved all of this, but how were they going to harmonize this around the world? How could they make sure that this was going to be enforced? This came to a head on Christmas Eve, kind of a ghoulish Christmas present to the world, during the GATT negotiations in Uruguay. We had never in these trade negotiations ever included patenting in the trade negotiations. But they gave us something called trade-related aspects of intellectual property. What they really were trying to do was saying, we want to make sure that our system of patenting all of life can be enforced and is part of the laws of every other country in the world. One more thing about this patenting of life that you'll be hearing about. Yes, the third world is where almost 95% of the living resources they want to patent are, but we are not immune from it here. Beth Burroughs alerted me a couple of years ago to a company right here, Diversa, in San Diego, California, and they had a rather remarkable scheme. They were going to patent the genetic diversity of Yellowstone National Park. And we sued, and we stopped them on environmental grounds in a very important case, but they are pursuing this now. They continue to try and do this. They're going to pursue this in parks and public lands around the world. As we look at patenting, it is terribly important to realize that we are looking at the fundamental definitional issue of life for the 21st century. This is not just a fundamental issue of who's going to own life and the corporate enclosure of life. It's a fundamental definition about what life is itself. If we say a human being is a machine of manufacture, if we say an animal is a machine of manufacture, if we say our own cells are machines and manufacturers, what dignity? What rights accrue to a patented machine? But I'm telling you, that is the future, the progress that these corporations have in mind for us, and is a progress we simply cannot let happen. Thank you.
That was Andy Kimbrell. He's a public interest attorney and director of the International Center for Technology Assessment in Washington, D.C. His best-known book is The Human Body Shop. Next up is Andres Barreda. He's professor of sociology at UNAM, the National Autonomous University in Mexico. Mexico has found herself to be a target of the so-called bioprospectors, corporations and entrepreneurs searching the fields of indigenous peoples, desert sand or jungles, for exploitable plants, microbes, and animals. For Andres Barreda, the North American Free Trade Agreement and the Zapatista Uprising are all connected to the issue of ownership of life. Here is Andres Barreda, translated by Peter Rosset, the executive director of Food First.
En 1994 inició el Tratado de Libre Comercio de América del Norte y también en ese año inició la guerra en nuestro país.
In 1994, NAFTA was signed between our countries, and the same year, war began in my country.
Después de ya casi 8 años de guerra, el movimiento nacional indígena que tomó las armas hace 7 años está comenzando a descubrir y a tomar como un elemento clave de su lucha la pelea contra la biodevastación.
7 or 8 years later, the National Indigenous Movement, which took up arms, is beginning to discover that a key element in the struggle is the struggle against biodevastation.
Como muchos de ustedes sabrán, en México, finalmente, después de 70 años de dictadura del PRI, este partido dejó el poder.
You all know, I guess, that after 70 years with one party, the PRI, in power, it's finally no longer in power.
Pero el cambio no llegó, sino que la situación se puso peor.
Unfortunately, real change didn't come. The reality is that the situation is now worse.
El nuevo presidente, como es el clima de los tiempos, es de ultraderecha.
Typical for these times, the new president is from the far right.
Y lo que plantea son los mismos planes políticos neoliberales que planteaba anteriormente el PRI, solo que más duro.
And his basic position is the same type of neoliberal position that the PRI put forward before, but with a harder line.
Vicente Fox, el nuevo presidente de México, inicia su programa de gobierno proponiendo un plan de desarrollo muy agresivo.
Vicente Fox, the new president of Mexico, began his period in government with a very aggressive development plan.
Llama a su plan el plan Puebla-Panamá.
This plan is called the Puebla to Panama plan.
Panamá es un país, Puebla es solamente un estado que se encuentra en el centro de México.
So Puebla is a state in central Mexico and the plan extends to the country of Panama.
El plan habla de desarrollar la riqueza en todo el sureste de México.
Under this plan, the richness of all of the southeast part of Mexico would be developed.
Pero en realidad lo único que propone es utilizar toda la cintura estrecha de México como un corredor transísmico para conectar el este de los Estados Unidos con la cuenca del Pacífico.
But the reality is that that the narrow waist of Mexico would be used as a corridor between the eastern part of the United States and the Pacific coast of Mexico.
De la misma manera en que pretenden utilizar toda la región de América Central.
And in the same way Central America would be utilized.
Colocar en este estrecho corredores de maquila, industriales, land bridge, de todo tipo de comunicación intermodal.
So there would be various kinds of land bridges connecting the oceans and there would be corridors for maquiladora industries.
Sucede que la región que escogieron es una de las regiones más ricas en biodiversidad del planeta.
You must know that this region that's been chosen is one of the regions in the entire planet with the richest level of biodiversity.
Probablemente la segunda región en biodiversidad del mundo.
Probably number 2 in terms of biodiversity in the entire world.
El Banco Mundial propuso desde 1992 organizar en esa región un corredor biológico.
Since 92, the World Bank has been pushing for the organization of a so-called biological corridor in this region.
Este corredor biológico es realmente una fiesta para todos los bionegocios.
Basically, it would be some kind of a party for all of the bio businesses.
Porque en ese corredor encontramos a todas las organizaciones ambientalistas, como WWF, como Conservation International, como The Nature Conservancy, con propuestas directas de privatización de las áreas naturales protegidas.
In this biological corridor, we already find environmental organizations like the World Wildlife Fund, The Nature Conservancy, and Conservation International. Working actively with various kinds of privatization proposals.
empresas ambientalistas que combinan con empresas transnacionales el desarrollo de plantaciones de todo tipo.
Various kinds of environmental businesses in joint partnership with transnational corporations with plans to set up various kinds of plantations in the region.
Y como la región más rica además es una región indígena, también es muy buen lugar para ir a mirar a los indígenas.
And it also happens to be a center of cultural diversity of indigenous peoples, so it's also a place to go look at the indigenous.
Es decir, es un corredor de ecoturismo.
It can be an ecotourism corridor as well.
Que por supuesto se combina con un corredor de bioprospección y de biopiratería.
Which of course then is the perfect ground for a corridor of bioprospecting and biopiracy.
Este es el segundo, la segunda gran propuesta de utilización de todo este corredor en el plan Puebla-Panamá, los bionegocios.
So biobusiness is the second most important proposal within the overall Puebla-Panamá plan.
Con estos proyectos se supone va a sacarse a los pueblos indios de la miseria en la que han vivido durante miles de años.
This is being sold as the way to pull the indigenous people out of the misery in which they've been living for thousands of years.
Los pueblos indios no solo organizaron una guerra, sino realmente despertaron al país.
The indigenous peoples in Mexico didn't just organize a war, they actually woke up an entire nation.
El levantamiento militar del Ejército Zapatista de Liberación Nacional es un movimiento muy diferente de cualquier otra guerrilla que haya ocurrido antes en América Latina.
The armed movement of the Zapatista National Liberation Army is a movement, an armed movement that's very different from other guerrilla movements ever seen before in Latin America.
Porque no están hablando de tomar el poder, sino de que todo mundo se organice.
They're not talking about seizing power, rather that everybody should be organized.
Y en ese proceso, realmente México ha despertado y ha estado creando redes cada vez más complejas de organización en toda la sociedad civil.
As a result, in Mexico in the last few years, we see more and more levels of networking and new organizations among civil society.
Los primeros que se organizaron fueron todos los pueblos indios de México.
The first ones to really get organized were all of the indigenous peoples of Mexico.
Se conformó un gran movimiento nacional indígena que se conoce como el Congreso Nacional Indígena.
A national indigenous movement was founded, which is called the National Indigenous Congress.
En México tuvimos una gigantesca movilización de millones de personas porque la comandancia del EZLN fue a la Ciudad de México a hablar al Congreso de la Unión.
We had a mobilization in Mexico of millions, literally millions of people, because the central command of the Zapatistas traveled to Mexico City to address the Congress of the Nation.
En la mitad del camino, en una ciudad de Michoacán, se organizó un gran congreso en donde acudieron la mayor parte de todos los pueblos indígenas de México.
Halfway to Mexico City, in a city in Michoacán, they organized a congress, an event in which the great majority of all of the indigenous peoples of Mexico came together.
Y en este encuentro, uno de los acuerdos fundamentales de 45 pueblos indios ahí reunidos.
And at this meeting, there were more than 47 different indigenous groups present, and the following is one of their basic agreements that they came to.
Fue exigir la suspensión inmediata de todos los contratos de biopiratería que actualmente están operando en México.
So their demand was to immediately suspend all biopiracy or bioprospecting contracts currently operating in Mexico.
Y por supuesto, todos los procesos de privatización que están desatados en nuestro país.
And to stop the whole wave of privatization processes that's rolling across Mexico.
La demanda fundamental de los pueblos indios era transformar la ley en México para que estos tengan derechos.
The most important demand that they had was a fundamental change in the law in Mexico to grant indigenous rights.
Derechos culturales.
Cultural rights.
Derechos territoriales.
Territorial rights.
Educativos.
Education.
Etc.
Political rights, etc.
El Congreso de la Unión, que se encuentra dominado por el viejo partido, el PRI, y por el nuevo partido de ultraderecha.
Unfortunately, the Congress of the Nation is dominated by the former party in power, the PRI, and the new party in power from the right, the PAN, the PAN.
Y estos partidos que son mayoría decidieron negar todos los derechos a los pueblos indios.
Basically, took the decision to deny these rights to the indigenous peoples.
Incluso por el hecho de haber tenido la osadía de llegar hasta la Ciudad de México, recortaron derechos que anteriormente tenían.
I mean, because of the audacity of the indigenous peoples of coming all the way to Mexico City, they even cut back further some of the previously existing rights.
Pero frente a esto, el movimiento indígena lo que ha hecho es crecer en número, en calidad y en entendimiento.
But however, as a result, the indigenous movement has grown in numbers, in quality, and in their level of understanding.
Hoy el movimiento indígena está realmente movilizado en contra de todos aquellos que andan haciendo biopiratería en las sierras y en las selvas mexicanas.
At this point we can say that the indigenous movement in Mexico is organized, very well organized against all those who are carrying out biopiracy in the mountains and jungles of Mexico.
Nosotros hemos podido encontrar ya cuatro contratos muy redondos, muy acabados de biopiratería en nuestro país.
We've been able to discover so far four very complete biopiracy contracts in Mexico.
Dos contratos que son muy conocidos ya.
Two which are very famous already.
Uno que la universidad, mi universidad, la Universidad Nacional Autónoma de México, firmó con la empresa Diversa.
One that my university, the National Autonomous University of Mexico, signed with the Diversa company from here.
Para tomar de las áreas naturales protegidas de México bacterias extremófilas.
To collect bacteria from protected areas in Mexico.
Otro muy también muy conocido, el ICDG. Este organismo gubernamental norteamericano que se aplica a toda la región de Chiapas.
And an ICBG project that applies to the entire region of Chiapas.
Ahora, hemos encontrado otro contrato de ICBG también, es el ICBG de zonas áridas.
The ICBG drylands contract we also found.
Que es un contrato para Argentina, para Chile y para México para sacar plantas del desierto.
It's to collect plants from the desert from Chile, Argentina and Mexico.
Y otro contrato muy importante de la empresa Novartis, originalmente firmado por Sandoz, para sacar hongos microscópicos en la Sierra Juárez de Oaxaca.
And then another one from Novartis that was signed when it was still Sandoz to collect soil microbes from the Juarez Mountains in Oaxaca.
Un estudio preliminar de estos cuatro contratos de biopiratería lo realizamos un grupo con el que yo trabajo en colaboración con Rafi.
The group that I work with and Rafi carried out an initial detailed analysis of these four contracts.
En nuestro país, en realidad hay muchos más contratos y mucho más saqueo sin contratos de reparto de beneficios.
Now, in our country, there are probably quite a few other contracts and a tremendous amount of sacking, so to speak, that's going on without any contract at all.
Aquellos a los que criticamos por estar realizando contratos de reparto de beneficio hablan de multiplicar y de realizar muchos más.
Those who defend the idea of these so-called benefit-sharing contracts are talking about multiplying their numbers and trying to get many more contracts signed.
El país está viviendo una polarización en este tema.
Right now, this topic is highly polarized in Mexico.
Que se complicó el año pasado cuando WWF y Conservation International inventaron que existía un incendio en la selva Lacandona que exigía la expulsión de las comunidades mayas de la selva.
It really got to a critical point last year when the World Wildlife Fund and Conservation International basically invented a forest fire crisis in the Lacandon jungle as a pretext to displace indigenous peoples from the jungle.
WWF, con sus mentiras, estaba dando pie al inicio de la guerra en México.
Basically, with the lies of WWF, were basically initiating a war in Mexico.
Los zapatistas dijeron que estaban abriendo un frente ecológico de guerra.
The zapatistas said that WWF was opening an ecological front to the war.
Y esto generó una crisis en la comunidad de biólogos y científicos, de ecologistas de nuestro país.
And this has created a crisis amongst the community of biologists, scientists, and ecologists in Mexico. 5 months later, when we opened the Pandora's box of the biopiracy contracts, the crisis became total.
Nuestro país está necesitado de mucha información y de mucha discusión.
Our country desperately needs information and discussion.
No tenemos una sociedad civil tan con tantos derechos ni tan organizada como la de ustedes.
We don't have still a civil society that's quite as organized or has quite as many rights as the one here.
Para nosotros es muy importante estrechar los vínculos, el intercambio de información y trabajar conjuntamente.
For us, it's very important to strengthen the links, especially information exchange and working collaboratively.
Diversa sacó bacterias de la Baja California, de la reserva del Vizcaíno, del área natural protegida que se llama el Vizcaíno.
Well, we know that Diversa has taken bacteria from the Vizcaíno protected area in Baja California.
Muchas universidades norteamericanas trabajan haciendo robo de especies biológicas en el Mar de Cortés y en los desiertos de Baja California.
And many North American universities are basically stealing species from the Cortez Sea. ¿Y de dónde?
De los desiertos.
And from the Baja California deserts.
La empresa de biotecnología más poderosa de México, que es una empresa transnacional, que se llama Savia o se llama Pulsar, trabaja sacando y haciendo biopiratería en el Mar de Cortés.
The most important biotechnology company in Mexico, which is called Savia or Pulsar, is also engaged in biopiracy in the Cortez Sea, Gulf of Cortez.
Urge para nosotros un trabajo combinado, tanto de investigación de lo que se roban, de conocimientos indígenas y de especies en nuestro país, como de lo que se lleva a cabo, de las investigaciones que se llevan a cabo en las universidades aquí en los Estados Unidos.
We urgently need a joint effort, project together, both to study what is being stolen, what species are being stolen in our country, and also to know exactly what research is being conducted on those species here in North American universities.
Por supuesto, en México estamos en pie de lucha, igual que ustedes, y estamos con mucha esperanza en el futuro.
And of course, in Mexico, we're in the heat of the struggle, just like you are, and we have a tremendous amount of hope for the future.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
That was Andres Barreda, researcher and professor of sociology at UNAM, the National Autonomous University in Mexico. Peter Rossett from Food First was the translator. Andres Barreda and Andy Kimbrell spoke about the ownership of life at a conference on biotechnology in San Diego. I hope you have a pen handy to take down a phone number. You can find more information on patents, biopiracy, and genetic engineering on TUC Radio's website, www.tucradio.org. That's tucradio.org. Look under newest programs. You can get a copy of the full one-hour program on patents, biopiracy, and genetic engineering. TUC Radio is listener-supported and free to all radio stations. Your tape order helps us stay on the air. Call us toll-free anytime at 877-TUC-TAPE for information on how to order. You can get your tape by mail or credit card, by phone or on the web. Our toll-free phone number, 877-TUC-TAPE, translates into 877-882-8273. My name is Maria Gelarden. Thank you for listening. Give us a call.